Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, and I would like to read with you verses 14 through 21. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 14 through 21, where the Word of God says, "Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." That's Ephesians chapter 5, verses 14 through 21. And there we find that the Word of God teaches us that it's very important that we live the Christian life effectively by allowing the Holy Spirit of God to control us. And that is so very important. Notice what it says in verse 18 of Ephesians chapter 5. It says, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." You know, down through the years I've heard people say, "Pastor, it is so hard to live the Christian life." And I will agree that to try to live the Christian life through the flesh is not only hard, it's impossible. But God has given to us His Holy Spirit to enable us to live the Christian life in such a way that will honor and glorify Him. How we can thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit? You see, it's the Holy Spirit who convicts us of our sin of unbelief so that we can trust Jesus Christ as Savior. It's the Holy Spirit who places us into the body of Christ the moment we are saved and born again. And it's also the Holy Spirit who enables us to live the kind of a Christian life that's pleasing to God. And so you see, without the Holy Spirit, we could not be saved. Without the Holy Spirit, we would not be a part of the body of Christ. And without the Holy Spirit, we could not live to please the Lord. And that's the essence here behind Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18, when it says, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be controlled," or be filled with the Spirit. That word "filled" means to be controlled. You know, when somebody is drunk with wine, that is, they are controlled by wine, and you can see it by their actions, can't you? They don't talk clearly. They don't walk straight. I mean, you can just see that they are controlled by that alcohol. And so Paul was saying, don't allow alcohol to control you. And of course, I think that's an obvious statement. But he does say then, be filled with the Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to control you. Why? So that you might live to the honor and the glory of God. Now the question is, how do we allow the Holy Spirit to control us? Well, that means that we've got to say no to sin and self and yes to the Word of God. And when we say no to sin and self and yes to the Word of God, then the Holy Spirit will control us. And when He does, we will be a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't allow the things of the world to control you. Allow the Holy Spirit to control you if you are a Christian, and then live for the Lord. Father, we thank You for this admonition that You've given to us in Ephesians chapter 5. And it is my prayer that every one of us will yield to Your Holy Spirit and allow Him to control us so that we might be the testimony in this world around us that we should be. And we'll give You the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.